from the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex in Stoner Heaven. It's the 420 story with Stoner Jesus.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here once again with another 420 story for StonerJesus.net. Go check out the 420 story archives. We've got a lot of them up there now. And more on our Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus. 420 today's 420 story comes from Philly.com, the Inquirer Daily News in Philadelphia. A new poll says the majority of Pennsylvania voters support legalized marijuana. The majority of voters in the Keystone State, 59%, said yes when asked if cannabis should be made legal, said polling director Terry Madonna. When pollsters first began asking the question in 2006, only 22% were pro-pot. Quote, notice the evolution. It's been a slow and inexorable growth in support during the past decade, Madonna said. And it's important because Pennsylvania has had a history of being a relatively conservative state on social questions. Nobody has ever accused it of being on the cultural vanguard. The Center for Opinion Research at FNM interviewed nearly 400 voters on behalf of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs between September 13th and 18th. Now, this is great, obviously, for people of Pennsylvania. Any state that has a poll like this that shows that voters approve of marijuana is good on several levels. It helps with getting people to back an actual legalization measure. It shows politicians and officials that by being against legalization, they're actually on the wrong side of what voters want. 59% is a pretty good number, as they mentioned, and what is considered a somewhat conservative state, especially outside the areas of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Obviously, Donald Trump showed that the rest of the state outside those cities are very, very conservative, very GOP-leaning. Here's the problem I have with it that I've always had with all of this shit. It shouldn't matter that a majority of Pennsylvania voters support legalized marijuana. It shouldn't be a matter of a vote. It shouldn't be a matter of a poll. If an adult smokes a fucking joint in their own home, if they are not infringing on the rights of anyone else, whether or not they are a criminal should not be left up to polls or voters or ballot boxes or state legislators or bureaucrats or anybody. Of course, the system we live in, this is a big deal because Pennsylvania doesn't have marijuana legalization. People who smoke marijuana and use marijuana recreationally in Pennsylvania are criminals, even though they don't infringe on the rights of anyone else. Now they go out and take polls and try to convince politicians and try to convince voters to vote for this and to give people back rights that they should already fucking have to begin with and should have never been taken away. The polls shouldn't be necessary. The votes shouldn't be necessary, but unfortunately, they are. So in that case, good for you, Pennsylvania. Hopefully you're on the long, slow track of getting some of your rights back when it comes to marijuana. Of course, there'll be taxes and regulations and rules and restrictions about what you can do and when you can do it and how long people can be, as their stores can be open, and how much you can buy and where you can carry it and how much you can carry when you're carrying it and how much you can grow, if you can grow it all, in your own fucking home. But hey, the good news is at least 59% of people in Pennsylvania think they should be able to do that, that you should be able to use marijuana. So there you go. You're starting to get people's permission for marijuana legalization. Fucking bullshit. Anyway, congratulations, Pennsylvania. You're on the long road to getting a partial part of your rights back when it comes to cannabis.